Jacob Barnes will tee it up for the Ironman. Back deep to receive the kick will be Braden Hesse. Braden is a 6'1", 175-pound senior, so we're almost ready for Ironman football. So without further ado, turn the microphone over to my compadre, the second most interesting man in the world, and the voice of NOAA Ironman football, Adam Hooper.
Here's the kick. It's a squid kick, and now we got an official stoppage of play here. I think, don't see a flag on the field.
He may have not given Jacob the all set. Yeah, he's talking to him now. So you got to look down there. He's going to hold his arm up and let him know the referee's ready. Then you get the kick.
Jacob's, I think, like, he's all excited and ready to go.
I think so.
And by the way, I do appreciate that intro. Lisa, one had been, 2 weeks ago that I'm getting in on Hillary Clinton's email, and then I was Donald Trump's running mate, possible running mate.
Did we kick from the wrong yard line, maybe?
No, we kicked from the 40.
No, actually,
they brought him back.
Okay,
the
so we started out with an illegal procedure. I didn't see a flag.
I didn't either.
So Jacob will go again.
So Jacob Barnes will kick things off. Now he'll see if everybody's set, ready to go here. Now I think we're all set. Here's a kick from Barnes. It's a low kick, and it's recovered. And Wardog territory at the 45-yard line. They're on the recovery, Ryan Perry, for the Wardogs. So the Wardogs will have the ball first. First and 10 from their own 45-yard line.
And Coach Cheatham was ready for that because he had Perry, who's the leading receiver on the Miami team, up in the second row there, had kind of a hands team up there in anticipation. So they've watched the film, know that the Ironman had lots of time through that short kickoff. And we're ready for football action, first and 10 from the Miami 45-yard line.
They'll have three wide receivers to the left. Now the snap. Jinx goes back to pass, and the pass is caught at the 48-yard line, and he is wrapped around immediately at about that 48-yard line.
That's Hesse on the reception, Adam.
We'll call his name quite a bit, Braden Hesse, the 6'1", 175-pound senior. That's a gain of 4 that'll make it second down and 6 from the 49-yard line.
Looks like early on maybe good tackling was talked about in practice this week as Ironman defender Ethan Foster over there wrapped him up solo tackle style and threw him to the ground. Second down.
A receiver on each end. Handoff is to Christian Folks, and he'll scamper to the middle to Ironman territory. Gains 5 to the 45-yard line. And it's going to be a yard short of the first down. He'll officially spot that at the 46.
Adam, they came out with three backs in the backfield along with the quarterback that time and just kind of loaded it up, went straight ahead on a quick hitter. You can see why he has almost 200 yards a game rushing. He hits the hole very quickly, and he appears to be a deliberate north-south runner.
Miami has sent a receiver on each end, a third and one of the shotgun formation for Cameron Jinks. Now the snap, handoff is to Folks, runs to the middle to the 45, to the 40, and he'll get the first down and knock down at the 39-yard line. Matt Heineman there on the tackle.
And you know, I have...
That's actually Matthew Holland there on the tackle.
I have to say my first impression of that young man, that Folks running the ball, the way he hits the hole with his head down and both arms wrapped across the ball. Any of those that watched Larry Zonka run with the old Miami Dolphins back in the early 70s, he has that kind of a bruising, brutal, straight-ahead style. There's nothing fancy about him. He's just going to come at you. There's two big guys right in front of him in the backfield. One is Austin Jernigan, an offensive lineman.
Now a pitch off to Folks. He runs to the left to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, to the 25, finally knocked down at the 24-yard line. And Petey Knight there was there to make the stop. And I'll tell you what, this kid, Christian Folks, he is a load right now. And he's got that huge offensive line to protect him. And that is enough for a Wardog first down.
You're absolutely right, a 15-yard run. And he, like I said, Jernigan is an offensive lineman running the kind of the lead back in front of him. And as you call it, he is a load, Adam.
First and 10 from the 24-yard line of shotgun formation. Handoff again is to Folks, and Folks gets dragged down immediately at the 25-yard line. And it looked like that Lucas Owens. We'll be calling his name quite a bit. He'll replace Tim Callahan on that play. Because Tim Callahan not in action tonight because of a knee injury, and that's only actually a loss of one. That'll make it second and 11.
Good tackling up front by Lucas Owens along with linebacker Terrell Collins.
Second and 11. Again, a receiver on each end. Shotgun formation. Play action. And Jinks is going to find a man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. That was the receiver, Braden Hesse, on a 25-yard touchdown pass from Cameron Jinks. And Miami on the board first with 9:11 to go in the opening quarter. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
And Adam, on that, Ethan Foster, the first 15 yards of that 25, had good coverage. And right about the 5-yard line, I guess the grass was a little thicker. He got tangled up, went down. And, of course, Hesse was wide open for 6 points.
The kicker is going to be Garrett Breedy, and he'll attempt the extra point. Here's a snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is good. Timeout on the field, 9:11 to go in the first quarter. It's Miami 7 and no one to nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and you're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Used to be a baby. Well, that took just over 2 minutes on that play, on that drive, excuse me, 6 plays, 55 yards on a Braden Hesse 25-yard touchdown pass from Cameron Jinks, point after good, and it's 7-0 favor of Miami.
And, of course, Adam, the War Dogs had just pounded the ball with about four runs to Folks and faked the handoff to him, stepped back, and just lobbed it in the end zone for 6 points. Great play action. Really, I don't think Ethan bit on the play action. I think he just caught his feet in the grass and happened to go down. I'm sure it's pretty slick out there in spots still because of the early rain.
Looks like Garrett Breedy will attempt the kickoff. It's a high kick, and it's caught at the 20.
Archie Agnew.
To the 25. Agnew has it to the 30. 35 breaks one tackle. And he won't get away from a couple more tacklers for the Wall Dogs as he is down at the 37-yard line. So a nice return there by Archie Agnew. And that's where the Ironmen will start first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. So let's see if no one can respond from that opening drive by the War Dogs.
And Archie, not one of the deep backs, and he did an excellent job, as you said, bringing that out to the 37-yard line where the Ironmen will start their first drive of the game, first and 10 at their own 37.
Cody Smith now at quarterback. He is set up in a shotgun formation, two wide receivers, one on each end. Hand off is Terrell Collins. He'll sweep to the right, to the 40, to the 45, and he's just short of the first down. He tackled immediately at the 46-yard line. A whole slew of War Dog players there to make the tackle. Looked like the first one to get him was Michael Horn.
Well, I tell you, Adam, it took Terrell about 3 rushes last week to get a total of 9 yards, and he bites off almost 9 right there on the first carry.
Actually, it'll be second and 2, ball at the 45-yard line. Two wide receivers, both are on the right side. A shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Collins in motion. They'll pitch it to Collins, sweep to the left, to the 45, breaks the tackle to the 50, and the War Dog territory to the 49-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down. Jerry Reed there on the tackle.
So just like the War Dogs, the Ironman come out strong in their running game to begin with, and that'll be at the enemy territory 48-yard line.
Getting on a bad crowd here tonight after starting 30 minutes late because of the weather delay. A receiver now on the right, one on the left. First and 10, shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Then Callahan in motion. They'll jet sweep to Callahan. He'll go to the right to the 45, to the 40, down to the 38-yard line, but we got a flag on the play, and that's illegal motion against Zen Callahan against the Ironman.
Kind of got out of the blocks a little early, didn't he, Adam?
Yeah, he did. Started a little bit too soon.
So the Ironman going to plague themselves again with penalties, it looks like, again this week. That's kind of been their bane so far in the early season.
The one thing they did a good job last week was contain those penalties. They were low on penalties last week, but again, they're onside penalties kind of hurt them too.
At key times. Yeah,
yeah,
you're right.
At key times it did. So they'll mark the ball at the 46-yard line in Nowata's territory. It'll make it first and 15 from the 46-yard line.
I was looking at that, the Miami War Dogs front four. They go 235, 240, 235, and the skinny one is 215 up front.
This time the Ironmen have two wide receivers to the right, one on the left, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. The snap, Smith fires a pass incomplete. The intended receiver was Archie Agnew. It was a little bit low there for Archie to get underneath the football. It'll be second and 15.
And Cody, that was just a little one-step drop and throw the slant, and he kind of threw a worm burner that hit the ground at the 50-yard line because the defensive back, Ryan Perry for the War Dogs, was a good 5 yards off Archie, so he had some running room.
A receiver on each end, second and 15 from Nowata's 46. Callahan in motion this time. They'll pitch to Zinn on the right side, and he'll break one tackle to the 50, back to War Dog territory to the 45-yard line. So a nice run there by Zinn Callahan, but still about 6 yards short of the first down.
Yeah, he's going to pick up 9, and I think that's third and manageable for the Ironmen right now. Their rushing game is averaging more than 6 yards a carry, so you kind of figure they ought to be able to pick this up.
So they're looking at 3rd and 7 now from the 46-yard line. A couple of players now checking in. Petey Knight along with Ethan Foster. I think they're going to have to give the ball, get Petey Knight some opportunities here. He's, of course, a secret weapon if no one can choose to use him. Two wide receivers now, man in motion. And they'll hand it off to Terrell Collins. Big haul to the 40. Breaks one tackle to the 35, to the 30, 25, 20, 15. Knocked out of bounds at the 10-yard line.
And
Terrell Collins there on a nice run there on 3rd and 7. And it's now 1st and goal for the Ironmen.
And, you know, Adam, that design play was a student body left sweep. And as he got about to the guard, he realized he had a little cutback, and he did a nice job taking it from the 46 down to about the, what is that, the 7-yard line.
Looks
so
like the 7.
39-yard run and a first down for Terrell.
So 1st and goal from the 7-yard line. Two wide receivers on the left side. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Hands off to Terrell Collins. He'll sweep to the left of the 5, and that's all he'll get. And a nice tackle there by a couple of War Dog players. Looked like Irvin Myers was the first to get him.
Christian folks also did a good job of stretching that out, to getting it toward the sideline so he could get some help back inside behind Terrell to bring him down.
2nd and goal now from the 5-yard line. Now checking in the game for Nowata, Archie Agnew giving Cuddy Smith a play here. See what the Ironman can do here on 2nd and goal. From Miami's 5-yard line.
You know,
a
so
receiver on each end, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith, and we're going to have official stoppage of play here. Looks like we may have a flag on the belt.
Timeout.
Nowata. So timeout Nowata with 5:59 to go in the first quarter. Nowata trails Miami 7-0. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
You know, Adam, just getting ready to say before that play went off, or before they stopped it, actually, that we haven't seen Wyatt Sanders off the sidelines yet tonight. I see him in uniform with his helmet off. And he's usually playing that wing back on those jet sweeps.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed that until you mentioned it to me now.
And also our number one receiver. It's kind of interesting. Hope he's all right, and we'll get back in the game. He was certainly a bright spot. In fact, one of the Benita fans that I talked to this week said, you know, that little Sanders kid can sure play some ball.
He can. Big thanks to our sponsors here tonight. Rocky Top Energy, Nowata Can, RBS Bank of Nowata, Jane Phillips of Nowata, Green Country Medical, Regent Bank, Tri-County Technology Center, and by Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Truck. So again, 5:59 to go in the first quarter. Nowata trying to knock on the door against Miami's defense, but Miami leads Nowata 7-0. Now the Ironmen now back on the field. Now they're set ready to play. Receiver on the left, on the right side. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Now getting the signals is Cody Smith. They're going to pitch it to Terrell Collins. Breaks one tackle, but can't get it away from another one. I think he lost a yard. He's down at the 6-yard line.
Yeah, he lost a couple. He lost just what he gained on that previous carry, Adam. Back to about the 7.
So now you're looking at 3rd and goal where they were earlier from the 7-yard line. The clock rolling with 5:35 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 favor of Miami.
Xavier Mathis, a 6'2" wide receiver, makes his first entrance into the game.
He's lined up at the left side. A shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Callahan in motion. And they're going to hand it off into Terrell Collins. Boy, he's met up immediately at the 10-yard line.
He lost 3. Goodness.
Looks like Jerry Reed was the first to get him along with Daniel Allen. And now a loss of 3 makes it 4th and goal at the 10. And you're no water. You got to go for it here. Your kicking game's not very good, so you got to put it in the end zone.
That's like saying that my tee shots aren't very good.
No.
that's an understatement.
That's an understatement. They only go 10 yards.
Hey, if I got the wind at my back.
Okay, yes, that's true.
Ethan Foster wide to the left and Zen Callahan wide right.
On 4th and 10 from the 10-yard line. Play action, Cody Smith. He's going to run it in. No, actually, it's going to be a sweep to Terrell Collins, and they kind of faked me out there, and now a late flag comes in.
That may be a personal foul.
Well, I'll tell you what. Terrell Collins just got smacked at the 10-yard line, but we may have a personal foul here against Miami.
That'll sure change the complexion of this ball game early if it's against the War Dogs.
Face mask. Oh, against Stillwater. And they're going to decline the penalty, and it's first down Miami. So Miami War Dog defense does their job. And no one will turn the ball over on downs.
That's not a penalty you see called very often against the offense, Adam.
No, it's not. So Miami will take over that pressure defense. Again, they're huge up front, just like their offensive line.
You know, I wonder if Cody's wishing he'd have kept that. He kind of had a pat. I thought he was going to score.
I thought so, too. Take this out. Cameron Jinks now in a shotgun formation on a 1st and 10. They'll hand it off to Folks. Big hole, the 10 to the 15-yard line. Boy, on the tackle, it looked like Ethan Foster was the first to get up. And now we got an Ironman player. Well, now he's back up.
Yeah, and Folks is only 180 pounds. Man, he hits that ball or hits that hole like Larry Zonka. I mean, he hits it hard. He's quick to the hole. There's not a lot of time. If you give him a little space, he's going to stick his head in there and get positive yardage.
4 minutes left in the first quarter, 7-0 favor of Miami. Jinks in a shotgun formation, again handoff to Folks, and boom, down he goes at the 13-yard line. A big boom there, looked like Owens there, the first to get him.
Yeah, he and Jacob Barnes closed that down pretty good from their linebacker, or Lucas from his linebacker position, and Jacob from his interior line position.
Looked like now it's going to be 3rd and 3. From the 17-yard line. If you need a huge play for the defense, this is a good time to do it right now, early in this game. Shotgun formation for Cameron Jinks. 2 wide receivers, 1 on each end. Handoff is to Folks again. Actually, a play action, and the pass is broken up and complete. Ben Callahan was there to break that pass up, and it's 4th and 3, and Miami will put the ball away.
Yeah, Zinn had great coverage on that. That was little fake the ball inside to Folks as they did on the touchdown play, and the quarterback rolled it to his right, had a man in the flats, and just an excellent defensive play. The Ironman had that defense well.
Alec Haywood will be back to punt for Miami.
And we've got Cody Smith back in deep formation here tonight, Adam. That's something new for the Ironman.
Yeah, I wonder if something's going on
with Wyatt
Sanders. I'm not sure. I did not get a chance to go down the field before kickoff.
Try to get our sideline reporter down there.
So here's a snap. High kick. And Smith catches it at the 48. Oh, he's down immediately at the 48-yard line. Boy, taken away there by Braden Hesse on the stop there for Miami.
Braden just came in low and swooped his feet out from under him. No place to go for Cody. But good field position for the Ironman. 3:04 to go in the first quarter of play.
He'll spot the ball at the 47-yard line. As Tim mentioned, 3:04 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 favor of Miami. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
Nice to see the Ironman get a three and out right there.
That was a great. They needed that.
Flip the field on them.
Shotgun formation now for Cody Smith, a receiver on each end. Front four for Miami. Handoff is Terrell Collins. And Collins down at the 49-yard line.
I didn't see Coach Juby before the game. Usually we kind of get a little tidbit, little updates on things from him. I didn't even see him go to the crow's nest tonight, did you?
No, I didn't.
Things are amiss at Ironman Memorial Stadium. It's a mystery.
So it'll be 2nd and 8 from the 45, actually from the 49-yard line. Here comes Archie Agnew back in the game for the Ironman. 2:30 and counting here in the first quarter. 7-0 favor of the War Dogs of Miami, Oklahoma. A receiver on each end, a shotgun formation for Cody Smith. And a snap, play action. Smith throws in the middle, caught by Petey Knight to the 40, 35, down at the 30-yard line. That's where I think Milwaukee needs to go. Give the ball to Petey Knight. That's enough for an Ironman first down.
Well, the secret weapon is not a secret anymore. He picks up 22 yards on that pass from Cody Smith, and as you said, good for an Ironman first down, and the ball deep into enemy territory.
You know, when last year Bryce Bell came along late
yes.
in the season, I think we're going to start seeing Petey Knight get the ball quite a bit here. I just have that feeling. 1st and 10 from the 29-yard line. He's speechless, my friend. Smith now, the snap. Smith throws his left, caught at the 28-yard line.
Matthew Holland on the reception.
Good job by Matthew Holland after getting smashed there. Others saying no. They're going to wave that reception off, incomplete, 2nd and 10.
How did he run with it?
Yeah, how did he run with it? That's a question.
One of our listeners says that folks runs like Christian Okoye, the Nigerian nightmare.
I can agree with that.
That's a very, very good,
that's a good
observation.
Yes.
We give credit for credit. That's Jimbo Myers, former Ironman alum right there.
2nd and 10. Send Callahan in motion. Play action. Smith throws. Now he's in trouble. And he breaks one tackle. Can't get away from another. Now the ball is loose. Actually, he keeps it.
Take that,
Cody Smith. Boy, that was close. And that's going to be a huge loss there for Nolwater. That puts the ball right back at the 45-yard line. So it'll be 3rd down a country mile.
No place to go.
So you're looking at right now 3rd down. Ball gets to get to the 20. So 3rd and 25?
Yes, sir. Hey, how about you? I thought you were poor at math. You did very good. You just did that in your
Except
head.
Except for geometry.
You don't have your shoes off or anything. I'm very proud.
My geometry skills weren't very good.
That's all right. We won't have to find the cosine of anything out here, so we're in good shape.
3rd and 25. 2 wide receivers to the right, 1 on the left. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. The snap. Cody throws to his left. Caught at the 40. To the 35, knocked down to the 33-yard line. That was Terrell Collins. And still way short of the first down. Clock rolling with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. And wouldn't be surprised if Nolwaukee just keeps this ball as we probably go to the second quarter. Still way short of the first down. It'll be 4th and 11 from the 31-yard line. That was a gain of 14.
Well, I think they'll let the clock run out, talk about what play they want to run on 4th down, and let this first quarter go in the books here at Ironman Memorial Stadium.
So end of 1 quarter, and your score, Nolwaukee trails Miami 7-0. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Ironman Football here on Real Country KRIG. Welcome back here to Nolwaukee Ironman Memorial Stadium. Along with Tim Howell, I'm Adam Hooper, Dave Waddell back in studios. Nowata will have the ball on 4th and 11 from Miami's 31-yard line. Well, we see Wyatt Sanders on the sideline has his helmet off, and we have not seen him on the football field, and I wonder if it's a coaching decision or what's going on. But
he's certainly one of the Ironman's finest weapons going, and he's not going tonight.
4th and 11, the play action. Smith has the ball, throws to the middle, and it is caught at the 10-yard line. Petey Knight has the reception. And, boy, that was a huge 4th and 11 there for the Ironman. It's now at the 11-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10.
You know, and Petey was covered. He just went up with those big old ham hocks, like two canned hams catching the ball with. He's got good mitts. That's right at the...
It's not going to be 1st and goal.
Well, now they don't have the chains over there.
No, I think he'll be at the 10.
I think you're right. He's got his foot firmly planted on the 10-yard line.
1st and goal from the 10. Second time Nowata has been deep in Miami's territory. They're 0-1 on that area. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Cody now hands it off to Collins. He loses 5 yards as that front four of the War Dogs defense just smelled it. Jerry Reed was the first to get Terrell Collins.
Yeah, Reed came through there like he had a long way to go in a short time to get there. That was bad. That was terrible. But, yeah, he threw
Terrell. I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, threw Terrell for a 6-yard loss.
So it's going to be at the 16-yard line. It'll be 2nd and goal from the 16-yard line.
And Adam, that was a sweep to the left, and it just seemed like it never developed. They got good penetration on that side and just never able to develop.
Receiver on each end for Nowata. And it'll be a handoff to Terrell Collins. Breaks one tackle, and he dives to the 11-yard line.
Got 5 of it back. But
looks like the first to get him was Christian Folks out of the strong safety position. And they'll spot that, I think, at the 11. So a gain of 5, so it'll be 3rd and goal from the 11-yard line.
You know, Folks and the other safety are filling pretty quickly on these runs. It makes you think maybe a play action or some type of screen or draw might work against this pressure.
3rd and 11 from the 11-yard line. A receiver on each end for Nowata. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. The snap. Cody looks to his right. Passes, and it is intercepted. It is intercepted at the 10-yard line, and Irvin Myers was the one who got the interception. It was tipped around a little bit, but Myers picks it up and gets the interception.
I think somebody got a paw on that, and I couldn't tell who it was there on the front line. Of course, they go on the front line, they go 6'2", 6'3", 6'2", and 6 foot on the short one, so...
So, Nowata 0-2 from into Miami territory from the 10.
Excellent drive till the very end once again, Adam. Just can't punch it in.
So, 1st and 10 now for Miami from their own 14-yard line. 10:05 to go in the first quarter. 7-0 favor of Miami. They're going to pitch it to Folks. Sweeps to the right, to the 10, to the 15. Dives at the 19-yard line.
And there's a War Dog coach all over a lineman out there. He's not pleased with his blocking, but he must have missed somebody.
Well, spot the ball at the 19. So a gain of 5 will make it 2nd and 5. So it'll be 2nd down and 5 from the 19-yard line. Randall Smith, Cody Smith's dad, listening to us online. And Randall, hope you're enjoying the game. But boom, down he goes. Christian Folks at the 15-yard line. Hope Randall heard that one wherever he's at tonight.
He might have felt that one.
Christian Folks got hammered, and I believe it was Petey Knight.
You're right.
Well, Petey's been having a pretty good first half so far. A couple of clutch passes, receptions, and then with that big hit, that's a loss of 4, makes it 3rd and 9.
That was almost in surround sound. It just kind of reverberated through the stand. Good hit.
Against a very good tailback, Christian Folks. And now Miami will send three wide receivers to the left, one on the right, shotgun formation. Jenks now goes back to pass, throws to his right, and the pass is incomplete. I tell you what, Ethan Foster was there to make the coverage. The intended receiver was Caden Collins.
Yeah, just at the last second, Adam, he saw that Collins put his hands up to receive the ball. He couldn't find the ball himself, but he saw where his hands were. And, of course, as long as you don't make contact, face guarding is legal in high school, and he was able to get both hands in there and deflect that ball away for an incompletion. That's just what the Ironman needed with 8:34, bringing up fourth down.
So Alec Hayward back to punt again for the War Dogs. Cody Smith back to receive. And we have official stoppage of play here.
Got a flag right here.
It's like a flag on the play.
Dead ball. Is it chin strap or equipment? I can't tell.
Maybe an equipment infraction, maybe?
They didn't mark anything off.
They didn't mark anything off, so. Anyway, they're not moving anyway.
Hey, just a warning.
Disregard the flag.
A block punt would be a nice thing right here. I'd take that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would too. So again, Hayward back to punt from his own end zone. The snap. It's off a high kick. Nice kick by Hayward. Smith, fair catch called at the 48-yard line. So that's where the Ironman will start. First and 10 in pretty good territory from Miami's 48-yard line.
And you know, I think that lick that Cody took on that first punt return may have influenced his fair catch on that, because he had a little bit of room, but he knew he was going to get good field position out of it, so he did the wise thing, took the fair catch at the 47-yard line.
We need to tell you this little update. The Owosso Jinx game has been canceled and will not be rescheduled.
Oh, wow.
So they're probably having more storms to the south of us than we first thought.
Got an update from a listener. It says, looks like we may have more storms headed our way, Adam. Maybe we'll get it in.
Cody Smith now looking at Matt Hagabush, just seeing what he wants to play right now. And it looks like the Ironman a little bit confused, so they're going to call a timeout with 8:28 to go until halftime. And it's 7-0 in favor of Miami. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. And, of course, started here a little bit late because of a weather delay. And that's kind of Owosso Jinx, a huge 6A battle that will not happen and won't be rescheduled.
Wow.
But they'll have Rams football next week on our sister station, Bright Star 100.1 FM, KYFM. In any case, it's been a pretty good ball game between Nowata and Miami. Nowata responding the last two Miami drives, stopping them both three and out. Can they do it here for the third time?
Hey, an exciting pro game last night.
Oh, you know what?
Wow.
And I don't watch that much Thursday night football in the NFL, but that was a good matchup between Denver and Kansas City. That Denver looked like they were dead earlier, and somehow they turned a notch on, came back and beat the Chiefs.
Great defense by the Broncos last night.
Yeah, absolutely. You're correct, my friend. First and 10 from Miami's 48-yard line. Man in motion. They're going to pitch it to him. Looks like Matthew Holland. And to the 45, to the 43-yard line, he swept to the right side.
Nice run by Matthew.
Looks like Braden Hesse there to make the stop. So ball be placed at the 43-yard line. It'll be second down, looks like five, from the 42-yard line. Here's the shotgun formation. Now a man in motion.
Uh-oh.
Play action. Looks like it's the busted play. Smith down at the 40-yard line. And so he gets something out of nothing.
He's going to lose 2 yards, but it could have been worse.
And that'll put the ball at the 40-yard line. That'll make it third and three from the 40-yard line.
You know, 16 years ago, that would have been called the Michael Swalley play. He'd have probably took that for a touchdown.
Yeah, he probably could. I heard
saw Michael take a lot of broken plays into the end zone in his day. The one that my favorite was where he kicks the ball backwards 7 yards and it runs from one side of the field to the other and then takes it 60 yards for a touchdown.
There we go. Third and three from the 40-yard line. A shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Callahan in motion. They'll hand it off to Terrell Collins. Big hole to the 35. Breaks the tackle to the 30, to the 25, down to the 21-yard line. A clutch run there by Terrell Collins and gives enough for an Ironman first down. Halftime at Hominy. Hominy leads Pawhuska 33-0 at that halftime.
Nothing real fancy about that. That was Terrell Collins at about the 25-yard line. He got a nice block from Petey Knight, who was going downfield. He'd already blocked his man off the line of scrimmage, went down and got in that third wave of defenders, bring Terrell for that 18-yard gain. First and 10, Ironman.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Again, Callahan in motion. They'll pitch it to Callahan, sweeps to the left, to the 20, to the 15, breaks a tackle, and he's down to the 13-yard line. Enough for an Ironman first down. But again, give credit to that front offensive line there for Nowata, getting those blocks and giving Callahan the first down.
Adam, he's inside the 10. They marked that at the 9, so that's going to be first and goal for the Ironman. That's great.
That's a 14-yard gain for the sophomore receiver.
Need to punch this one in. We've toyed around long enough.
The third time that Nowata has had the opportunity to punch it in and deepen Miami's territory, but they've been 0-2.
0-2.
Let's break that. Let's get a score right here. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Again, a man in motion. And they're going to hand it off to Collins, and he scampers to the 6-yard line. And Irvin Myers there on the stop. Clock under 6 minutes to go to halftime. 7-0 favor of Nowata. And our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
Good sustained drive. The Ironmen have had the ball just under 3 minutes. And they started this, if you remember, on that wise fair catch by Cody Smith at the War Dogs 47. Knocking on the door. That's something. Kick it in this time, Adam.
Second and goal from the 7. A receiver on each end. Callahan now goes to the right of man in motion. Callahan skips a sweep to the 5, and that's all he'll get to the 5-yard line. Again, that front four of Miami's defense there to get him. Daniel Allen was the first to get him. Now you're going to look at third and goal from the 4-yard line.
Well, whatever your best play. You know, we haven't seen the eye, but maybe one or two plays so far this year.
Yeah, maybe it's a good time to punch it in on the from 4 yards out.
Put Petey Knight at fullback.
Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. A receiver on the right side. Callahan in motion. Callahan finds them. Callahan, he was wide open, and the ball goes through his hands. Incomplete. Boy, Zim Callahan was wide open. He had 6 all over that, and that ball went through his hands.
There wasn't anybody, I mean, from here to downtown Nowata close to him. And I think he just realized that, hey, I got a touchdown, and maybe short arm that catch a little bit.
And for the third time, Nowata will go for it deep in Miami's territory. Fourth and goal from the 4-yard line. A receiver on each end. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Matthew Holland in motion. Play action. Smith. And he'll break one tackle. And did he get in the end zone? No signal yet. And I think he's just short.
He got 3 of the 4.
He is just short of the goal line. And again, Miami stops Nowata as they try to score. Dan Gunn, I tell you what, it was a pretty close play there. But Nowata should have scored 3 of their 4 possessions.
Not sure who he was looking for over the middle. It was covered. Kudos to the War Dog defense that had it kind of snuffed out. Cody almost got in on that rascal, though. He shuffled to the left and avoided one man and snuck it back to the right. He just couldn't get across that goal line.
Cameron Jinks now in the I formation. Jinks, well, he'll run in the middle, and he won't get much. I don't think he got no gain on the play, and a whole slew of Ironman players there to make the stop.
They moved the chain about a yard, so we'll give him that.
Second and 9 now from the 3-yard line.
Well, if they're taking orders, I'd go for a fumble right here.
4 minutes gone here in till halftime. 7-0 favor of Miami. Scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank. Miami now will send three wide receivers, two on the left, one on the right. Shotgun formation this time by Cameron Jenks. And we got a flag on the play. And I think it's going to be on offsides against Milwaukee. Yeah, that's the first time we've seen that tonight.
Yep. Couldn't come at a worse time either.
So gain actually on that 5-yard penalty will make it now 2nd and 4 from the 8.
And it changes your playbook drastically now on a third down, or excuse me, a 2nd and 4. You might be willing to take a chance and fake the ball to folks and throw a pass. And we've got
not sure now what the discussion is of the officials. Not sure what they are discussing about, but it is a 5-yard penalty against the Ironman on offside. They're going to reset the clock to 3:38.
Great communication from sidelines up here.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Todd Brock doing a great job keeping the clock for us.
2nd and 4 from the 8-yard line, and now whistles are blown again, a flag on the play, and I think this one may come back. Dead ball. Legal procedure against Miami. Well.
Yeah, well, give it back to us. We'll take that.
Matter of fact, that's Miami's first penalty of the night.
You are correct, my friend.
So they'll be 2nd and 9 from the 3-yard line.
Now we wind it. All right.
2nd and 9 now from the 3-yard line. Again, shotgun formation from Jinx.
Oh,
hand
no.
Off to Christian Fulks, big hole. 15, 20, 25. Breaks the tackle to the 35, to the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35. Down all the way to the 32-yard line. Are you kidding me? Christian Fulks started from their own 3-yard line. They saw a big hole and gets a huge gain for Miami into Nowata territory at the 33-yard line.
A 65-yard run for that first down. And on 9 carries, Fulks is averaging 11 yards a carry. He's right at 99 yards on the night. Boy, you kind of saw that one coming. They spread the Ironman safeties out. Got them kind of wide, and just went right up the gut, and nobody home. Big play for the War Dogs.
1st and 10 now for the War Dogs from Nowata's 33-yard line. Two wide receivers to the left, one on the right. 3:23 to go here to halftime. 7-0 favor of Miami. First time Miami's really been in Nowata territory since their opening possession when they scored their only touchdown of the game. And now Miami's kind of confused. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout War Dogs with 3:15 to go to halftime. 7-0 favor of Miami. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to Nowata Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig. Play action, folks. Now goes to the middle and a pass over, actually under, through his intended receiver. That was Ryan Perry, the intended receiver. They went on play action.
Perry
pass
should have
was
caught.
Incomplete. It would be 2nd and 10.
Excuse me, Adam. Perry should have caught that. He had hands on it, and he had a step on Archie Agnew over there, our left corner.
Clock stops with 3:11 to go to halftime. 7-0 favor of Miami. And our scoreboard update brought to you by Regent Bank.
Austin Jernigan, offensive lineman, checks back in. So look for that full house backfield again. There it is. He's going to go to a tight end. Looks like a student body right, the way they're lined up. There
they're
it is.
They're going to pitch it to Fulks on a shotgun formation. Sweeps to the right side to the 30. Cross, actually, to the 35. Crosses to the 32-yard line.
You know, they're not using any.
Lucas Owens on the stop.
Not using any deception. They sent three guys lined up, including an offensive lineman on that right side. You knew where they were going to go, but they just dared you to stop them. Ironman made a good response.
Actually, it was a gain of one. And he's third and nine now from the 32-yard line.
Big play here for the Ironman defense. They need to stop him. I'm sure it's going to be four-down territory for the War Dogs.
Shotgun formation for Cameron Jinks. Jinks hands it off to Folks. And Folks, boom, down he goes at the 34-yard line. And
Hunter Wood was
Hunter
the first
Wood
one there.
Hunter Wood was the first one to get there. And that's a loss of about two. And they'll make it fourth and 11.
Yeah, Hunter Wood just blew his man up, and he still had a blocker in front of him and just ran the blocker square into Folks and was able to slide off a blocker and got some assistance. I couldn't tell who that was that helped him out, but Hunter Wood came through there and stopped the play. Got the penetration in the backfield the Ironman needed on that play.
So now you're looking at fourth and 11. Play clock now down to 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and I think Miami will call a timeout. They will. So, timeout War Dogs with 1:45 to go to halftime, 7-0 favor of Miami. Coming up at halftime, we'll discuss the first half. Then we'll have our area team spotlight. Tonight we'll be spotlighting the Skytook Bulldogs. And today's area team spotlight brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers.
Well,
as we told you at halftime, or I told you the score at halftime at Hominy blowing out Pawhuska 33-0. It's going to be a long night for the Huskies tonight.
My word.
Also coming up, we'll give you the college and pro football previews coming up here for Bartlesville Radio. And interesting matchup down at Norman when University of Oklahoma will take on University of Tulsa, Golden Hurricane.
Okay, we got four wideouts on this one. This is kind of similar to the play that he busted for 65. Now, Folks is going to go in the slot to the right. Nobody on him.
Shotgun formation, pump fake to Jinx. He'll throw to his right, and a pass way underthrown, incomplete. But I tell you what, Cameron Jinx took a swat. Looked like Lucas Owens.
Yeah, he put the wood to him. Ironman get the ball. That's the good news.
So Ironman get the ball on downs, and they'll have the ball first and 10 from their own 34-yard line. I'm going to say this, what I did last week. No one is going to have to score here to get in the locker room to get some momentum right now, because right now the offense have just not been able to punch the ball in the end zone.
Well, the bad news, they've got 66 yards to go, 1:41 on the clock, and one timeout, Adam.
Two wide receivers to the right, one on the left. Cody Smith in a shotgun formation. There's a snap. Cody throws to his left, and a pass. Oh, incomplete. Oh. And Terrell Collins had it, and he dropped it.
See?
That pass may have been a little bit low, but
We've seen several drops.
Something that Terrell Collins needs to do is catch that football, and it's going to be second and 10.
Again, another wide-open receiver that probably had running on the mind before catching. You got to secure the football before you do anything. And you know, some of that is, I don't want to say inexperience, but what else are you going to chalk it up to at this point?
Second and 10 now. No, what is 34-yard line. A receiver on the left. Out. Zen Callahan lines up to the left, man in motion. Hand off is Terrell Collins, goes to the right, and the ball is loose, and I think Collins does pick it up. So Collins does pick up the football after he dropped it there earlier, and that's going to be about a 2-yard loss. Actually, no gain on the play.
Just fortunate to get it back.
Yeah, very fortunate to get it back. If you cause the turnover there, you give Miami an excellent field position and perhaps make it a score here.
And
so third and 10 from the 34-yard line. Third and 10, man in motion. Handoff, Terrell Collins runs to the middle, to the 40, to the 45, trips over by one tackler, and he's down at the 47-yard line. Another huge third down.
Wow.
Run by Terrell Collins, and enough for an Ironman first down.
He's going to pick up about 13 on that. With the clock will stop momentarily before they set the chains. Ironman already out of the huddle. And there goes the clock.
47 seconds to go here to halftime. Now down to 40 seconds to go. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Cody, play action. Cody, now still looking. Pass is incomplete. Intended receiver there was Matthew Holland. And now you're looking at second and 10. Clock does stop with 34.3 seconds to go.
I think somebody busted her out because he had Holland and Petey Knight within handshaking distance on that one.
Good news, it does stop the clock with 34.3 seconds to go. But again, Nowata has to go 52 yards for a score. 7-0 favor of Miami. Second and 10 from Nowata's 48-yard line. Again, each team does have a timeout left. A receiver on each end. Smith in a shotgun formation. There's a snap. Cody now looking. Now he'll throw a bomb to the left side, and the pass is incomplete. There was some contact, and there will be no flag. Ethan Foster was the intended receiver. I'll tell you what, there was some contact while the ball was in the air, and it'll be third and 10.
And unfortunately, Cody's now been incomplete on his last five passing attempts for the Ironman. Can't seem to get any rhythm going in that passing game.
So it'll be third and 10 from Nowata's 48-yard line. 28 seconds to go to halftime. A receiver on the right. Shotgun formation for Cody Smith. Zen Callahan in motion.
Ball.
And the ball is loose. There was not even a complete snap there. Looks like Miami says they have it. And we're going to have a flag on the play, and that's going to be against Nowata.
Yeah, illegal motion against the Ironman, and I think Miami would say, no thanks, we'll just take the fumble.
Yeah, that's going to be a turnover there for the Nowata Ironman. Second turnover of the night. And now Miami, with 23.8 seconds to go, has 48 yards they can play with to see if they can get a late touchdown here. Shotgun formation for Cameron Jinks. Four wide receivers, two on each end. The snap, Jinks looks to pass, has a man open, caught at the 40, breaks one tackle to the 35, drug down immediately at the 30. And they're going to say no, incomplete. The ball hit the ground.
Kudos to Clint Howell up here in the press box. He saw that from way up here.
And looks like we got an injured Ironman player. It looked like the way that he was going, that looks like Archie Agner, now he's back on his feet. Kind of shaking up there a little bit. But it looked like for a while, Tim, that he caught that pass, and they said that he trapped it.
He certainly sold it as though he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he sold that little idea. And again, thanks to Clint Hallett, our third set of eyes here. So it'll be second down and 10 from the 48-yard line. And that stops the clock with 17 seconds to go. Looks like they may add some time then, and they do. It's 20 seconds now. They added 3 seconds on the clock. So second and 8 from the 48-yard line. Four wide receivers, three on the right. Jinks, and the pass is tipped away.
Yeah, he was under duress, Adam.
Looked like James Jackson Straw was the first one to break that pass away. Now you're looking at third and 10.
Tried to swing it out here to the flats, and looks like maybe his arm was hit or maybe the ball was tipped. He just never got there.
So it'll be third and 10 now from the 48-yard line. You know, if Nowata can get out of here with a defensive stance here at halftime, I think the defense has played well except for that opening drive.
Yes, sir, I agree with you.
Three wide receivers to the left, one on the right. Shotgun formation. Jinks goes back to pass. The screen pass goes over the head of Christian Fultz. And now with 13 and a half seconds to go to halftime, Nowato will force Miami to punt.
You know, that was fortunate that he overthrew that, because there was nobody, none of the linebackers picked folks up out of the backfield.
Again, great job there by that Nowato defense. They've done their job tonight. But can the offense respond here? Alec Hayward back to punt for the Miami War Dogs from his own 39-yard line.
Need a big run back.
There's a snap. Gets off a high kick. And Smith, oh, the ball's loose again, and I think Miami has it back. Cody Smith bobbled the ball, and Miami gets the ball back, and it's the third turnover here in this first half. So Miami will keep possession, first and 10 in Nowato's possession from the 24-yard line, 5.6 seconds to go. That gives Miami one shot, really, to put the ball in the end zone. Well, I'll tell you what, Nowato's offense, they're shooting themselves in the foot here.
Cody
three
tried
turnovers
to,
in this first half.
And that was their downfall last week, Adam. They just turned the ball over too much, and you can't do that in these games.
Two wide receivers on the left. There's a snap. Jinx. He'll throw to his left, and the pass is broken up. Archie Agnew broke that pass up, and time has expired. But Nowato very fortunate right now to go in the locker room down 7-0. We're at halftime, and your score is Miami 7 and Nowato nothing. We will take a 2-minute timeout, and we will recap the first half. You're listening to Nowato Ironman Football here on Real Country K-Rig.